bit about me. My sun sign is Scorpio and my moon is in Sagittarius. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. I'm told my laughter is contagious, so we're going to laugh and have fun here. But that doesn't mean we won't talk about important and even complex things. I'm a New Orleans girl and we love the joy. People call New Orleans a party town, but it's really about spreading the joy. That's why I live here, and that's why you're listening to The Jody Parmley Show. Hey, this is Jody Parmley. Thank you for tuning into The Jody Parmley Show. We're going to have another great show today. Listen, if you're on Twitter, follow me on Twitter at Jody Parmley and like my Fifi page on Facebook at Fifi the Book. I'd love to connect with you on social media. Today, we have a special guest, Patricia Stout, who is the executive director of the Women's Center in Abita. Welcome, Patricia, to the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Awesome. So you are a licensed clinical social worker.
That's right.
And I have been around, I live on the North Shore, of course, in St. Tammany, so I have seen your beautiful building. It's a beautiful, like, porch and Acadian-style building in Abita, and so it's really easy to find if you're familiar with the area. But I was really amazed that your center, one of the things that I found on your website, y'all have only been open since 2013.
That's true.
Awesome. Well, because I was thinking, I've lived over here for over 20 years, so I was like, how come I haven't known about this before? And we met at the Women's...
Women of Infinite Possibilities.
That's it. And that's a great group as well. So it's also very open to all faiths and people from all backgrounds. And so tell us a little bit, what is your mission for the Women's Center?
Well, if you don't mind, Jody, I'd like to read the mission statement. The Women's Center for Healing and Transformation serves as a haven for personal growth and connection. Our commitment is to value, nurture, and empower women throughout life's journey. We believe that strong women who take care of themselves and support each other make a positive impact on the larger community and help move toward healing our Mother Earth and toward world peace. At its center, the center celebrates the diversity and gifts of women of all backgrounds and traditions.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I love that, you know, y'all do really take care of so many things, not only each other as women, but, you know, you're focused on nature, the environment. You know, it's a very holistic, I think, experience. And you have lots of different services there, correct?
Right, because we feel that it's healing and transformation for the individual woman, and that leads to healing and transformation of the collective and for the greater good.
Yeah.
So some of our programs that we offer, we try to find a balance of addressing mind, body, spirit, emotion, community. And so we offer things like yoga, dance, drumming, art, jewelry making, and then other deeper things like dream analysis, writing workshops, depth psychology. And we provide some support groups like a caregivers group, because so many women are sandwiched between the generations and they're doing the bulk of the caregiving for their elders,
right,
and the grief support group. And then we provide a home for other support groups to rent space from us.
Oh,
well.
That's fantastic.
And we again, also, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, keep going.
Well, just that we have a couple of larger programs, like a 4-day retreat in the spring and in the fall.
Oh, wow.
And people spend the night there. They don't have to, but they like to spend the night. It used to be a boarding house. It was built in the 1850s and added on to in the 1920s. It's on the historic register, and we have a nice garden. And so people like to spend the night, bicycle on the trace, which is right there, and avail themselves of going deeper in that 4 days together with all the different kinds of services we offer.
That is fantastic. I mean, it is really a beautiful building and a beautiful campus. And Abita, you know, of course, is known for just such a wonderful place to escape and enjoy nature. And we do have that awesome bike trail. And so that is amazing. I had no idea of the history.
Well, actually, yes, the women of the healing waters, the Abita Springs,
yes,
was populated by Native Americans way back and was one of the first places to be populated by whites as well and other people coming along because of the springs. And so there's a feminine healing mythology about the Indian maiden and the springs there. So
that's fun. I love that. I love that background. So what are the sorts of women that you really draw to the center?
Well, I like to say all sorts of women, although sometimes people get a little confused. They think it's a battered women's shelter, which it is not, a crisis center.
Gotcha.
But sometimes they think, well, it's just for women who are damaged in some way, when really women come for education, enrichment, empowerment. They come to learn more and self-actualize. So some women come who are happy and healthy. I haven't met any stress-free women yet, but they're welcome to come if they'd like to. But women also come who are very stressed and who are recovering from, not in the crisis of, but recovering from physical abuse, sexual abuse, addictions, mental health issues, or relocation, things like that,
okay.
Life transitions, divorce, or losing a job, losing parents. So,
right.
And we make efforts to foster diversity, which is a little bit challenging in St. Tammany Parish, but we have an eracism program. Eracism is a group that's fashioned after, it's a chapter of ERACE, which has met in New Orleans for 25 years. And you bring together diverse people, in our case, women from different races, to talk about present day issues, institutional racism, and explore our own biases and others' biases in a loving setting.
I absolutely love that. I love that you have something along those lines. And we're going to take a break and be right back.
Flourishing Credit Counseling. Faith in action. Only you can stop it. We serve nationwide, and our service is guaranteed. Ask about our payment plan option to meet your budget. Phone Tracy McGill today at 504-251-7425. That's 504-251-7425. Or visit flourishingcreditcounseling.com. That's flourishingcreditcounseling.com. Phone Tracy McGill today at 504-251-7425.
Nation Radio family. Keep listening all summer long for your chance to win CDs from your favorite artists. And Jesus Cash. Did I say that?
Well, now, man, I'm trying to get on. I need to win this money.
Listening for your chance to win big on your official summer soundtrack radio station.
All Nations Radio, going out to all the world.
We are having a great discussion here today, taken from my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. It's easy to find. Just put my name, Jody Parmley, in the search box, and it should come up for you easily. And if you like the book, we would love for you to leave a great review and help us keep the amazing message of Fifi going. So we are back with our special guest today, Patricia Stout. We're having an amazing discussion about her Women's Center, which is located in Abita Springs in St. Tammany Parish. And Patricia had, just before the break, started talking about an amazing program that, or outreach that you have called Eracism, which I think is fantastic. So going back to the center, why did you think maybe a women's center and not a healing center for everyone?
That's an interesting question. And there is a healing center in New Orleans, wonderful. And there's mm-hmm. also a place called the Red Shoes in Baton Rouge, which is a healing center primarily for women.
Okay.
I had been leading women's retreats for several years and saw beyond the individual therapy, because I've been a psychotherapist for over 25 years, and I saw the miracles that could occur when women supported and validated each other, and they seemed to reach a different depth when there were not men in the room.
Okay.
And we're still really conditioned culturally to focus a lot on what men think of us, how men perceive us, to unconsciously put men in leadership positions when they're in the room, to defer to them,
okay.
to not find our own voice around men. So, and even though women have come a long way, we're still not having equal pay for equal work. We're doing most of the housework, even though we're also working outside the home. We're doing more of the child rearing and elder care than men. So we need a lot of support and validation in those ways. And 1 out of 3 or 1 out of 5, depending on the statistics you look at, women have been raped or sexually abused by the age of 18. So it's not this subgroup of women, some unusual group of women who've been dominated and oppressed in that way. And that takes a while to find your voice and come forward from that kind of abuse. So I do want to say that I'm married to a man myself. I have a son, and I'm very much in love with my husband, and we're not about not being there for men, but we just need our own place to really heal and support each other. And from that place, we can be there for the other people in our lives in a more whole way.
I totally can relate to that, because I do know, just for me, my other gig besides the radio show, I do work in a boutique in St. Tammany. We have a lot of women. We serve a lot of women in the community, and there's a lot of traffic that comes through. I feel like I meet so many people that live here, and so it's really fantastic socially. And I feel that, you know, even though we work very hard, it's awesome to be with women. And, you know, even my staff, the people that I work with, you know, I have that camaraderie and that contact with women, you know, 3 or 4 times a week. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't have that, and there was a time in my life when I didn't have that, I was basically a stay-at-home mom, and I really didn't have that opportunity. So it was difficult. It was, right. You know, and a lot of times you can't always get that in a school-related or a volunteer-related, you know, or, you know, even a church-related. Sometimes it's just hard to connect with people.
Well, that's the thing. Unless you're intentionally talking about things that people don't normally talk about, you could go to church, although there are many wonderful small group ministry programs church that go deeper. But you could go to church with folks every Sunday or go to work with folks twice a week and never make the kinds of connect. You could go there for 3 years and gradually make a friend, whereas at the Women's Center, you have the kind of conversations where you're going to get to know people within 2 or 3 weeks on a deeper level.
Yeah.
And so it just allows for a different kind of connection.
I think, too, what I gathered, Patricia, just listening to the video that you have on your website, and there's no judgment there. That's really the feeling that came from your video, and just observing the groups that you have, the women that come there and participate. And that is a beautiful thing. You know, I think we're in a society where we've got reality TV shows that are based on judgment. We've got, you know, we go to a church group, or maybe even at work, people are judging you for what you wear or what you do. It's everywhere. And what I felt just watching, again, this video, is that at the Women's Center was very special, and that there was nothing like that there.
I think that's a big part of our mission, is to have at our heart that love for diversity of opinion. And it's challenging because women are often judging themselves and each other so much on the outsides versus the insides. And as we get to know each other well, we find how much we have in common. But just a quick judgment from glancing at each other, we may look at the differences more. And we live in a in St. Tammany Parish, there's poverty. There's also a lot of affluence, and there's a good bit of plastic surgery going on. A good bit of, you know, how do we get the image that we want? And sometimes to be able to get deeper than that image is very important and enriching.
It really is. So we talked a little bit about you opening the center in 2013. And so what kinds of healing and transformation, Patricia, have you seen as a result of the center?
It's been wonderful. Just like your job, you get to see so many fantastic, fascinating, empowering things. So it's been wonderful. I see with all the women who come there, I would say, a gradual shift where they're less bound by social constraints, and they appear to communicate and act with more authenticity. And that tends to make their relationships go more smoothly, which is paradoxical. You'd think that just doing what other people want you to do would make them go smoothly, but actually speaking your own voice and asking for what your needs are actually frees up a lot of energy in relationships. I see women inhabiting their bodies more. Instead of trying to change or fix some little thing about their bodies, they learn to accept their body the way it is and really make music, have a voice, you know, move in their body in a different way that's not so much about how is it looking, but how is it feeling. And so that's a beautiful thing. We just got a wonderful testimonial from a minister who had to move away, and in parting she wrote us a beautiful story about how coming to the Women's Center had helped her drop some old issues to where she could get married, which she never thought she'd really be able to do, and where she could further her career with some leadership organizational skills. And she was able to work through all kinds of issues through her year or so at the Women's Center. And I was really grateful to be a part of her journey.
Oh, absolutely.
there's That's many awesome. Other stories to tell. But oh, I guess I would say too that, again, it might seem paradoxical that many women embrace God more and their faith more, even though we're interfaith and we're not promoting a specific faith. But by women being able to converse about their doubts and their prejudices, their judgments, and how they've felt judged or maybe even religiously abused, through healing that and working through that, they're able to either return to their religion of origin, which is really beautiful to see,
wow.
or embrace a new way of having faith in a relationship with God. So I'm so grateful to witness that.
That is fantastic. That is so beautiful. I love that. So, and so do you partner? I was looking at like a list of things that you offer. You can easily go to the website. Tell me the website again, Patricia.
Women'sCenterForHealing.org.
Okay.
Women's, WOMENS.
There you go. And if you go there, you can see all the services that mm-hmm. you do offer. And so you were telling me a little bit about that before the program. So do you partner with other organizations in the area?
Well, yes, we have a long list of partners. We have the American Association of University Women, who has a monthly program that's open to men and women, focusing on women in the world's cultures. And we do a Habitat Women Build in October for Habitat for Humanity. And then we're part of, as you know, the Women of Infinite Possibilities, which is a business networking group
yes.
in St. Tammany. And we're one of five legacy partners.
Okay.
So we, which means we're a nonprofit that was voted to be supported by and taken an interest in by WIP, Women of Infinite Possibilities.
Yes.
So one of the other legacy partners is the Covington Food Bank. We'll be doing a food drive for them in August. And
cool.
some other partnering to find some tutors for the Boys and Girls Club in Covington. And we've worked with Hope House, which works with childhood sexual abuse. And we've hosted a program by Hope House called Stewards of Children from Darkness to Light, which I highly recommend, which is offered at the Community Advocacy Center, Hope House in Covington, and other organizations. Again, Erase out of New Orleans that we partner with to provide conversations about the difficult and painful subject of race, particularly not only personal biases, but institutional racism as it relates to current events.
Okay.
And
yeah. That's fantastic.
And
that's
also, I should say we have Clearwater Sanctuary, which is a sanctuary for animals that's been in existence for many years.
Awesome.
They also offer meditation because they found the animal workers got so stressed out. They needed things like meditation and
really?
Yoga. If you stay up 24 hours a day feeding birds, it happens every 20 minutes. You know? So the Clearwater Sanctuary is with us at least once a week, and they have some programs there as well. And their programs are co-ed for men and women.
Awesome. So. Awesome. So we are going to be back. We're going to take a break. Stay with us.
All Nations Radio plays a dual role by also keeping you aware of current news with just the best programs from Bishop Samuel McGill and Evangelist Beverly Vaughn. All Nations Radio gives you a community station with great programs mixed with music for your soul and today's Christian artists while keeping you current about national news you can use.
Contact All Nations Radio. It's so easy to drop us a line at 921 North Morrison Boulevard, Hammond, Louisiana, 704-0. Or you can call 985-393-0125. Fax us at 985-247-8222. Or just email us today at smcgill@allnationsradio.net.
Family and friends, we are All Nations Radio, going out into all the world.
For those who are just joining us, we are having a great discussion here today taken from my book, Fifi. Fifi is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's. You can just pop my name, Jody Parmley, in the search box and it should pull up for you quickly. Fifi is a very raw and real read. So if you like raw and real, you're going to enjoy this book. And if you like it, we'd love for you to leave a great review for us. That helps keep the amazing message of Fifi going. So we are back with Patricia Stout talking about the awesome Women's Center and all the programs and services that this outreach has for the community. Thank you so much, Patricia, for sharing so much with us today. And we're coming back to, you were speaking right before the break, the organizations that you partner with. What are some of the special events or things that are coming up?
Thank you. Yes, even this weekend, this Saturday, we have a teen nutrition program.
Awesome.
And yes, that's exciting. With Daphne Olivier, my food coach, coming over from Lafayette.
Nice.
And any opportunity we get to work with teenagers, we're really grateful for.
Yes.
We also have, this is not so much a special event, but ongoing, we have some ability for jewelry making with some really beautiful beads. And if people have teen groups that they'd like to get together to have that opportunity, we can offer that. There's
nice.
Something that happens in that process.
It does.
Mm-hmm, that creative process. Coming up on August 1st, I'm really excited about a 10-year commemorative Katrina event.
Wow.
Weaving women's wisdom together. We're going to focus on the resilience of the human spirit 10 years after Katrina. Many women moved to the North Shore, of course, from St. Bernard Parish, Orleans Parish, Jefferson Parish, and then even, of course, women in St. Tammany were very affected as
yes.
well. And so it's right below the surface, really bubbling just below the surface right now in the collective conscious, this 10-year anniversary, whether people want to think about it or not.
Very true.
So we'll be using music, storytelling, and food to...
Yay.
Yes. to explore, you know, the ways that women are rebuilding community, because, of course, men are too.
Of course.
But women often had to find the new doctors and dentists for themselves and their children.
Correct.
And when those relationships were severed or lost, and
such a good point,
figure out where to put the kids in school. And,
yes.
And women sometimes are more isolated and need to find other women to connect with. They may have lived in a community where their aunt lived next door and their cousin or sister lived down the street. And
so true.
Then they got scattered. As you know, we all know they got scattered and,
yes.
and have had to figure out how to blend into a new community. So
yeah, that's absolutely true.
That'll be Saturday, August 1st from 4 to 7. And
nice.
You can just look on the website. Let us know you're coming.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I did have lunch with a friend recently just to show or highlight, you know, the need that women have to connect with other women. You know, she is a young woman and she's lived in other parts of the United States for quite some time. But coming back to New Orleans and working here and living here and recently engaged, she still really needed to feel connected to women. And mm-hmm. there really wasn't that opportunity that she could see anywhere. So she really just joined, believe it or not, this awesome dance team that marches mm-hmm. in the parades and things like that. I have another friend of mine, young woman. She did the same thing. She's has a single mom. She has a child, and she did a lot of dance in growing up. And so she also joined the dance team so that, again, there's just mm-hmm. these women. These dance teams are taking on women that are mothers and, you know,
right.
who are not only in their 20s, but in their 30s.
Well, exactly. And our Nia dance teacher...
Yes.
Nia is non-impact aerobics.
Yes.
But it's a lot more than that. It combines nine different types of movement, including martial arts and yoga and Feldenkrais method and Alexander technique. And it's
cool.
really about being authentic in the body.
Yes.
And our teachers are over 50 and women
yes.
of all ages are welcome. There's gentle Nia on Thursdays and regular robust Nia on Mondays. And
awesome.
They use imagery and it's all about your inner self as well as your outer self. You do it your body's way. And then
yes.
you had asked about upcoming events.
Yes.
We have something called the Soul Paris on November 7th. It's not soon, but it's an all-day
okay.
event, so
okay.
I like to let people know. It's the Soul Paris. It's a sampler. So we open up the whole building, and you have five or six different things you can choose from for four different hours.
Wow.
So it's like a conference where you can choose the different things you're interested in and get a sample of our services and a little networking break in between.
That is awesome.
And then our retreat, our four-day fall retreat, is October 15th through 18th. So
oh, that sounds
we
amazing.
Have early bird registration for that right now.
That is amazing. I mean, and the weather's going to start to get nicer and mm-hmm. cooler. I like mm-hmm. that you're scheduling these outdoor activities in the fall because
exactly.
it's kind of brutal out there right now. But mm-hmm. It's nice to do, like, for example, you said Habitat for Humanity. You're mm-hmm. having a project in October. Your retreats are in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And that's tremendous. So that sounds like a lot of fun. So how can people get involved with the Women's Center, Patricia?
Well, one of the easiest ways would be to get on our email list.
Okay.
You could email us at info@womenscenterforhealing.org, or you could go to the website, Women's Center. If you type in Women's Center Abita or you Google Women's Center
Google.
Transformation, it's going to come up if you
yeah.
get three out of four words right.
Google's awesome.
So Women's Center for Healing and Transformation, we're online, and we'll send you an email. You can sign up for weekly or monthly or everything we send. Some women like to get involved on a volunteer basis. Also, we accept donations of all kinds. You can become a friend of the Women's Center for just $50, or we have other donation and sponsorship levels.
That's awesome.
So volunteering, donating, participating, bringing a friend, coming to see the building, any of those ways.
And again, it's a beautiful facility. And I was noticing, too, on a handout that you are open to just even having groups that want to just come have, say, a meeting place, for example, and they need a meeting place.
Right, like 12-step groups could come and rent the facility. Sure,
gotcha.
We're very, very 12-step friendly.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. And then you have a book club. Is that something mm-hmm. that people would just have and then they could use your facility to gather?
Absolutely. We have a book club that we offer that changes the book every month.
Gotcha.
It's very vibrant. But yes, if someone wanted to have their own book club there, as long as we don't have too many rules other than most of our activities are women only.
Gotcha.
We ask that they are alcohol free because you could drink every hour of the day here in Louisiana, but it's nice to have a place
right.
where you don't, just
right.
because that is a way of consciousness raising to
yes.
be actually conscious. So
thank you.
There are other times to drink, but our programs are sober. And also that people are open-minded and accept other folks into their group.
That's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And so, for example, now I did see something about also, and you may already have this going on, childbirth education. Do you have that as well?
Not right now, but
okay.
we love to. Unfortunately, there is a midwifery crisis in Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
This is something I'd like to be more involved in. So
yeah.
our doulas, who are childbirth assistants and educators, were having many couples come, 8, 9, 10 couples come for their childbirth. And we did let the men come, of course, for that.
Of course. Yes.
We want those men to be there for those births and those pregnancies. So Haley Aliff.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth Meyer,
okay.
wonderful job being doulas, childbirth education. But then there weren't midwives to refer to.
I see.
And there's a waiting list to go to birthing centers in Baton Rouge that practice natural childbirth. We have one of the highest cesarean rates in the world here in Southeast Louisiana.
Correct.
And that has a lot to do with being out of touch with the body and just deciding to schedule it on Papa's birthday or something.
It's,
no offense to all those women who've made that choice, but
of course.
to have the choice of really listening in and seeing, you know, when the baby wants to come and not just when it's convenient for the doctor to go play golf.
Absolutely.
So
I totally agree with that. You know, I came from a medical family, and my dad, he became an anesthesiologist, but I remember him telling me he thought about going into OBGYN for a long time. So he did some of that, of course. And one of the things he said to me when I was having my kids is babies come when they're ready.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a piece of wisdom that I held on to
mm-hmm.
and just very simple, you know, baby. And there's a lot of truth to that. The due date is just an average.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really set in stone. And, you know, there's a bell curve for averages. So it could either be a little before, a little after.
Absolutely.
My babies were always late. And, but you know, it's just, like I said, that babies come when they're ready. So I think there's a lot of truth mm-hmm. and wisdom to that. So that is very true. And I'm glad that y'all are supportive of that. Again, I feel like if women, there's such a, in the media and in movies, childbirth is just shown as being so horrible and so painful.
Mm-hmm.
And, my first child, I did go through an epidural, but my other two, I did do natural childbirth,
mm-hmm.
and it was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not horrible. It's
mm-hmm.
not the worst pain in the world, but unfortunately, we are very conditioned to believe that it is, and we don't empower women on the journey of something that is one of the most important phenomenal things they'll ever do with their
Absolutely.
Own body is to
it
give
is.
Birth.
It is our rite of passage, and there's research that shows that having a positive pregnancy, birth, and breastfeeding experience can reverse the scarring of sexual trauma and other types of female trauma, because horrible periods, things
yes.
like that, because you're learning to trust your body and see the miracle of what your body
indeed
can, the miracles that can come through your body. And so
yes,
yes. And there's even
yes.
I remember I had natural childbirth as well and was trained in the Bradley method, and they talked about the special glove with the little hook on it that the doctor would use when he wanted to break the water without telling the woman. So
oh, right.
And we're just socialized to think that the doctor knows best, and instead of going in armed with those questions and that birth plan and
correct. And I did have a doula. She was a student and it was wonderful. And you know, at the time the father of my children was definitely with me. But you know, and I love men, but they don't really know they're trying to be there for you, but they don't really know what you're going through, what you need.
Right.
And so this is in no way, you know, anything negative about the father being there. I think it's fantastic. But a woman just sometimes needs another woman there to speak in her ear and say, mm-hmm. you can do this, keep going. And, you know, that helped me tremendously. I had a doula for my last two children. And so, again, it's just a way of women empowering one another through something that is so amazing. And there is studies that say that if you go through the natural childbirth as well as breastfeeding, it reduces depression, mm-hmm. which I think is
Absolutely.
Fantastic. There's so many people having postpartum depression or who are feeling depressed after birth. If you go through and let your body do what it needs to do, you know, it's, mm-hmm. chances are you're going to be okay.
And the uterus shrinks faster and
yes.
people get that belly they're looking for.
It's amazing. It really is. All right. So, Patricia, this time is ending. We're going to be wrapping things up. Thank you so much for being with us. I enjoyed this very much.
And
I think
Jody,
this was for me more than anybody, but I loved it. And again, this is just one of the topics taken from my book, Fifi. And we like to present things to help women get through those different journeys and stages in their life. So I hope today's information was helpful to you. Keep listening and join us next week as we talk more about topics from my book, Fifi. Thank you for tuning in to The Jody Parmley Show. Make sure you visit our website at jodyparmley.com or email us at jodyparmley@yahoo.com. And also, you can reach out to us on Facebook at Fifi the Book and on Twitter at Jody Parmley. You've been listening to The Jody Parmley Show on Stellar Award-nominated All Nations Radio. Know that you are safe, you are strong, and you can do this. Until next time, sunshine.